Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. It is income tax deadline day. In the next half hour, we're going to talk to a forensic CPA, what you need to know. A lot of people wait to the last minute, what you can and can't do with your extension if you choose to file one, if you can't finish up. We got you covered. And right now, every single day, there's news about tariffs and what its impact is and what it might be. That's caused the stock market to go up and down, though it's up. Trending right now. And CBS's Aaron Navarro's with us. Welcome to KDK. Aaron, thank you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So walk us through what happened yesterday, because it's China and the U.S., but it's not everything China has, or is it? And where are we right now? What's the status?
So the biggest development was over the weekend, where we saw the administration quietly put out guidance that smartphones, laptops, semiconductor chips, a lot of electronics that we rely on China on, that they are exempt from that larger, which President Trump has called reciprocal tariff. That's the 125% plus tariff that he announced last week. And what we've seen since from the White House is them trying to clarify, no, it's part of the exemption. No, yes, it is exempt. A lot of mixed messages coming from the White House. But yesterday we saw President Trump say, it is in a sense, admit that it is exempt, but also say that they are working on a separate tariff when it comes to semiconductor chips. Those are the chips that are in our smartphones, our laptops, a lot of electronics, as well as a tariff on pharmaceuticals that he said would be announced in the not too distant future. So you're starting to see President Trump do industry-specific tariffs, as he has this 90-day period to work with countries that are not China, pretty much, on their own trade deals.
Aaron, I'm curious to know, what were they referring to at the White House specifically when they talked about some of these electronics tariffs being temporary?
Well, you've seen, in part, that's why he's going to announce another tariff on these electronics. And that's why they say temporary in terms of being exempt from the reciprocal tariffs. But I think they're still looking to force a lot of manufacturers to come back into the U.S. And develop these technologies there. The White House in particular was pushing out that NVIDIA announced two AI plants that they're going to be bringing to the U.S. in Arizona and Texas in the coming years.
And I'm curious, we had heard Apple shipped 1.5 million iPhones last week through India to try to get ahead of the curve here. When will we notice here in the States, do you imagine higher prices on products related to what's coming out of China?
Well, in part, we don't know yet because the exemption on smartphones applied retroactively starting at April 5th. Of course, it seems that Apple didn't know that. And one interesting thing, too, is that President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office talked about his chat with Tim Cook, just the fact that they had been talking in recent days. And he talked a lot about, quote, flexibility when it comes to his tariff plan. So, again, it shows that the administration and President Trump are at least conversating with business leaders as they try and, you know, get some changes done to President Trump's initial tariff plan. But when it comes to the cost of smartphones, I mean, right now it's hard to say when that would increase, just given the exemption and the fact that we don't know too much about the specific semiconductor tariff that President Trump wants to institute in the next coming weeks.
Aaron, the White House, more than one person at the White House, I think including the president, has said as many as 75 countries have indicated their interest in having negotiations begin. But what do we know about that? Are any underway, or when would they be getting started? Do we know anything about that?
We know that at least 15 had put offers on the table, and the National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, said yesterday that 10 seemed to be at a really good pace. And this morning, actually, there was an interview released of Vice President Vance, who said in an interview with a British outlet that the United States and the United Kingdom are, quote, working very hard on a trade agreement currently, and said that there's a, quote, good chance it could happen. He contrasted that with Germany, who he criticized as being too heavily dependent on exports to the U.S. and not taking enough imports from American businesses. But it's a sign that at least with some countries, maybe our bigger allies, key trading partners, that those negotiations are moving ahead.
We appreciate the update, Aaron. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Aaron Navarro with CBS.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I were in the National Press Corps right now, either in New York or Washington, Larry, I would have to keep very close track on paper of all these developments with tariffs and the negotiations with all of these different countries. It's that tangled.
It is, and for us to understand and untangle it, and just bottom line is, what's it going to mean to you and me and our audience, right? What's the economic impact? So, yet to be determined. Although, again, the stock market was up yesterday at the end of the day.
And I think in our interview with Aaron, he also touched on something that has been a recurring theme now. The Trump administration is using the tariffs to leverage U.S. production of products that are made in other countries. They're looking to move it here, as he listed the example with NVIDIA.
Hey, just a side note, the national champion Ohio State Buckeyes visited the White House.
They were there yesterday.
Yeah, and the president, vice president was there. J.D. Vance, though, fumbled the trophy. And
it fell apart in his hands, apparently. They handed it to him, and it collapsed.
He actually handled it very well. He said, I didn't want anyone else to have it. It's a funny video. We'll post it because the trophy fell apart.
I wonder if I can find his comments about that at some point here.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, I didn't want anyone after Ohio State to get the trophy, so I decided to break it. That's what J.D. Vance said. Pretty funny.
See, now, you know, he went to OSU, by the way, and I guess that's one of the reasons why he was handling the,
right.
But see if I can find that.
That former senator.
Here we go.
Ohio.
Here's the audio from the moment, apparently.
That's when the trophy came apart.
So apparently everybody got a laugh out of that. They put it back together, I guess, from what I could see.
Well, all in good spirits. It's kind of funny, though. You got to see the video to appreciate it.
So apparently when the top fell off the base, Vance just grabbed the top part and held that up.
Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Jennifer Erdos, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine with Independence Health System, Westmoreland area. treats all age groups, athletes injured in the field, laborers, chronic pain, you name it, weekend warriors, even grandparents. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm guessing you're a busy physician with just the things that you have to do in sports medicine and orthopedic surgery. Just curious, what is the most common complaint that people come to you with?
Definitely pain, all pains. You know, I do a lot of shoulder, so especially shoulder pain and knee pain. That's the number one complaint, keeping them from doing what they enjoy doing.
And pain from injury from actively doing something, or are we talking about the results of things like arthritis?
Both. You know, I see both. Definitely patients, you know, athletes get hurt with injury, but the most common is just the everyday person, just wear and tear. We have that thing called age that catches up with us and starts to really cause a lot of aches and pains, especially start to get into your 50s and 60s.
And I've heard if you have a rotator cuff injury, it's quite a process of recovery. It's not just a quick fix, is it?
It's not. I would say the hardest part about that surgery is the recovery. It takes probably almost an entire year to get back to where you really want it. You know, the rehab and the physical therapy is in the beginning, but it takes time for that body to recover and heal it.
And what about arthritis? How commonplace is it to have arthritis and get to a point where you actually have to have surgery?
Arthritis is very common. It's quite common in the shoulder. It's not as common in the shoulder as it is in the knees and the hips. Patients can go a decent while before they need like a replacement with shoulder arthritis. We try to manage it at first, but then potentially, you know, when it starts to limit their ability to sleep, especially, and then function during the day, they reach a point where they get ready for a surgical replacement.
We're with Dr. Jennifer Erdo. So this may sound like, and it is a remedial question, what is arthritis?
Arthritis is just the loss of joint cartilage that lines the ends of your bones at your joints. So it just deteriorates, it wears away, and then you no longer have that nice cartilage lining and it causes pain and discomfort. You can have arthritis without the symptoms, but when the symptoms start to kick up, that's when you see the patients in your office.
And that said, what is tendonitis?
Tendonitis is just inflammation of your tendons that different for each joint. In the shoulder, there's a significant amount of tendons, so you get inflammation around the tendon sheath that can cause pain and aggravation.
And then common sports injuries, you know, we're well aware that especially athletes then as they age have issues with their back, hips, knees. Knee replacement, though, there's been a lot of technological leaps, hasn't there?
There has been. I mean, the biggest probably advancement in replacements has been their longevity. You know, even 10 years ago, to get 10 years out of a knee, but now it's commonplace people will get, you know, over 20 years out of their primary knee.
And that said, I've seen, it just seems like a lot of people are getting knee replacements. And how long a process of recovery is that?
A knee replacement recovery, you know, the first 6 weeks is the hardest, but people are up and walking the day of the surgery. And then, you know, by 3 months, they're really functional without any assistance or any significant limp. And then, of course, they just keep getting stronger after that.
There's three things I think of when for football or a lot of sports, you hear an athlete has an ACL.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Or MCL, or Achilles issue. Can you kind of walk through those three things? What's an ACL?
Sure. The ACL is a ligament right in the middle of the knee that helps to stabilize the knee from buckling or giving out. Its primary role is when you're pivoting or cutting. So an injury to the ACL usually occurs when an athlete's planting or turning and it gives out, and it tears from its bony attachment. And then the athlete will usually have problems with stability of their knee.
And then an MCL.
An MCL is a ligament on the inside of your knee, like on the medial side, not in the middle of the knee, that's on the outside of the joint. And that usually very common in football players. If they get hit from the outside of their leg to the inside, it's a sprain or a tear of that ligament that's on the not inside your joint, but on the medial side of your knee.
And then I think most people are aware of the Achilles, and that's a really important, and when that breaks or tears, it causes a major, disability.
Yeah, the Achilles, it's actually much more common. It's very common in like 40-year-olds, but we do see it in the athletes because they just put so much power and energy into their step. And so when that ruptures, they have trouble pushing off, going up on their toes.
Is there anything we can do to prevent some of these things in advance? I know there's going to be injuries, and there will be certainly in sports, but to kind of set your body up to be in the best place it can be.
Yes. I mean, they have, we're seeing a significant rise in injury just because the athletes and especially the youth are doing so much more at a younger age, much more involved sports and more training. But they have done studies where there's stretching and there's certain prehab. Like, for instance, there's programs that you can do for ACL prevention. So the earlier we can start these athletes on that, the more we'll be able to prevent injury.
Dr. Jennifer Erdos, a orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine, Independence Health System in Westmoreland. Doc, thank you for illuminating us.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. April 15th. It is income tax deadline day. Probably don't need to tell you that. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we have Paul. This is a great effort to get a forensic CPA. Dave Lewis joins us on one of the happiest days of the year for him because he knows after this, he can breathe, right, Dave?
Yeah, I'm ready for a vacation.
I'm sure. Any CPA that I know over the years, you guys look forward to this day so that you can get a break. And you guys all put very long hours in. But I just shared a statistic with Paul, Dave. 1 in 4 Americans confess to procrastinate, and they wait to the last minute to file. So I'm sure you're hearing it and have for the past week, right?
Yeah, that is true. There's a large part of America who waits until the last few weeks to get their taxes done.
That said, what is one of the most common questions that you get as a CPA related to taxes?
Yeah, a lot of people who owe taxes or, you know, wait till the last minute. And the reason they wait for the last minute is various reasons. One is they may not have the money to pay it, or they just don't want to deal with it. And I always tell people the biggest piece of advice I can give them is don't ignore it. It just won't go away. So, you know, getting your taxes done on time is just as important, and dealing with the tax due can be done at any time.
I'm curious to know if you could give us a rough number. How many people do you hear from in the last week just at your practice?
Yeah, so that's a great question. There's probably close to 40% of our tax clients who wait until the last 3 weeks.
Yikes. Now, that said, before the, you know, electronic filing, and almost everybody files electronically now, or do they?
Yeah, they do. The post office doesn't stay open late anymore. So
remember those days?
Yeah. Most of America files online. They pay online. Everything you can do electronically now, it's faster, it's more accurate, and, you know, you could do it up until midnight if you wanted to.
And according to statistics, 45% of tax filers file their own, 55% get help through a tax preparer, someone like yourself, Dave. That said, if you feel like you can't get it done, there is a fairly easy remedy in filing an extension. However, that comes with a big caveat, right?
Yeah, so you can file an extension today. Just as long as you do it by midnight, they won't accept anything later. But that's just an extension to file your taxes or get the information to the IRS. Really, they want money that is due by midnight today. And they have a lot of different electronic filing options to file your extension through IRS.gov. You could do it for free. And they'll debit your account. You can pay by credit card, a lot of payment options that you can do through the IRS.gov and direct pay. But it gives you 6 months. You have until November or October 15th, and you can then submit your information if you've already paid them, if you owe them anything.
I'm curious to know what kind of an increase is there in applications for an extension on a day like today at the IRS? It's got to be a mountain.
Yeah. You know, we try to get most of our tax clients done if they give us the information. But, you know, filing electronically has been, or filing an extension has been fairly common because people aren't ready. A lot of people are small businesses, and they may not have the information that they need to file just yet.
So a great resource is literally IRS.gov. It'll give you all those options you talked about, Dave. And you can file an extension, but it's kind of the chicken or the egg. If you get close enough to know what you might owe, if you owe, then why can't you finish them? But you have, if you don't know for sure, you have to guess pretty close, because if you don't and you file that extension and send some money in and it's not nearly what you should owe, you will be fined, correct?
Yeah, you have penalties and interest that you have to deal with, and those continue to accrue daily. But if you look at your 2023 taxes, and you can give you a pretty good estimate based on what you might owe if you know, tax situations hasn't changed much for the year.
Dave, appreciate the advice. Thank you. And the big question is, what do you do to relax after this? You going somewhere fun?
No, not yet. But, you know, it's hard because you go, and then all of a sudden it drops. So it takes you a couple days just to kind of realize that you're not on the go all the time.
Unwind. Well, I appreciate the time this morning. I know you're busy. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Larry.
Great job.
And decompressing, right? And, you know, Larry, it reminded me again what he was saying. I just want to repeat this. If you file an extension, you still have to pay your taxes.
Correct.
You don't get to wait to do that.
No, what he's saying is there are options to help you, which you can go to IRS.gov, like use of a credit card, but you still have to kind of figure out what you might owe,
right,
if you owe.
And the reason why that's so important is, in some cases, when someone owes taxes and they don't pay, then what happens is the interest and the penalties are so significant that they never really do get the taxes paid back.
Right. That's why, you know, they suggest you just get it done. Mm-hmm. However, if you don't owe taxes, then filing an extension is really very simple. And you can go to IRS.gov for a lot of that information. Or if you know a CPA, good luck trying to get a hold of him or her today. But great information from Dave Lewis.
The Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk. The arson fire suspect in Harrisburg is a topic being discussed in places as far away as the Oval Office.
The attacker was not a fan of Trump, I understand, just from what I read and from what I've been told. The attacker basically wasn't a fan of anybody. It's probably just a whack job. And certainly a thing like that cannot be allowed to happen.
And it's brought up the issue of mental health and how can we, you know, take care of people in our society before it tips over to violence.
Right. His mother came out and told CBS News yesterday that her son was not on his medications and was mentally ill. Larry, there's a search underway for a couple of guys who parachuted from PPG Place over the weekend, and they did the same thing at U.S. Steel Tower last month.
Who are these guys, and why are they doing it? Thrill seekers, I guess.
Crazy. I know we have a couple of pictures posted on X by our Colin Dunlap, our afternoon host, if you want to check them out. A new necklace the Pirates were wearing last night has some people thinking, Larry, the jewelry had something to do with the Bucks' best offensive output of the season.
Okay.
Right? Andrew McCutchen talked about passing out these necklaces after a 10-3 win over Washington.
When it comes to baseball, you'll do whatever it takes to turn things around. So, good old friends there fighting. We worked something out where they could send me some, and they did. And it's just kind of cool that, you know, we're able to do something as a team and then it translates into the game.
Maybe we could get a whole set for the Penguins, too.
I know these.
I like one. How much? Where? Who? What? Where?
They're made in Japan by a company called Phiten. It's spelled Phiten. A rope-like baseball necklace. McCutchen ordered black and gold necklaces for the team, handed them out before the game. That's his way of being a leader.
Nice. Well, hopefully it works. We'll see. Tonight, it's baseball again at PNC Park. Pirates and the Nationals will see if this is going to strike gold, black and gold.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.